This is Dr. Inigo dictating at a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Leonel Davalos Castillo, date of birth August the 10th, 1959. Case ID number is 505-5520. Date of exam, February the 21st, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes. Medical records from a Social Security questionnaire dated 2022. And medical records from Dr. Tadgarse, MD, dated 4/8/2022. Identifying information. This is a 63-year-old married male with two children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of open heart surgery / heart disease, comma, diabetes mellitus, comma, high blood pressure, comma, and hypercholesterolemia. The claimant is presently unemployed and states that he has been unemployed for many years, but is presently selling cookies that he makes there at his house, which he has been doing for 8 years. Before that time, he worked at an auto park area for 4 years, worked for a hauling company for 2 years, and was in construction for 5 years. During that time that he worked for other companies, he worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, he lives in a house, and he's not receiving disability benefits, but is on receiving Social Security retirement benefits at this time. Number one, open heart surgery / heart disease. Number two, diabetes mellitus. Number three, high blood pressure. Number four, high cholesterolemia. Allegation number one, the claimant states that in 2021, he was having multiple syncopal episodes even while he was driving. He would just start to feel weak and would just somewhat pass out, but then would recover. The claimant states that the first time this happened, it ended up being a cerebral vascular accident, which happened on December 15, 2021. He did recover from that cerebral vascular accident, but started to continue to have syncopal episodes and was diagnosed with multiple arteries with coronary artery disease. In December of 2021, he was hospitalized at Doctor's Hospital at the Renaissance for 3 days and was diagnosed with severe coronary artery disease. On April 13, 2022, he had a coronary artery bigraft surgery times four, secondary to a possible myocardial infarction and to his symptoms. He states he did not have any chest pain and that the only symptom he had it was syncopal episodes. The claimant is presently on no nitroglycerins and he does not need to take any other medications for chest pain. His symptoms include shortness of breath, occasional palpitations, comma, diaphoresis, comma, nausea, comma, vomiting, comma, and dizziness. His risk factors include hypertension, comma, diabetes mellitus, comma, positive family history of heart disease, comma, history of smoking, comma, and hypercholesterolemia. He denies any history of peptic ulcer disease, comma, gastritis, comma, hiatal hernia, comma, biliary disease, comma, pancreatitis, comma, esophagitis, comma, pulmonary emboli or costochondritis. He did suffer from shortness of breath and some pedal edema, but sleeps with one pillow at night. He was diagnosed with severe coronary artery disease with coronary artery bypass surgery times four and a right bundle branch block incomplete. His ejection fraction is 50 to 55%. He does have other stenosis in his other arteries that are almost 70 to 80% closed as well. He had a complete occluded retrograde flow by collaterals. And complete occlusion of the proximal left subclavian artery with retrograde flow from the left vertebral artery. CT scan, which was performed on November 29, 2021, reveals a right frontal acute infarct. His condition at this time is stable. He has been treated with coronary artery disease and appears to be doing fairly well with his condition. And allegation number two, diabetes mellitus, non-insulin dependent. The claimant states that in 2018, he was having symptoms of polyuria, polyphagia, nocturia, and a weight loss of 35 pounds. He denies any in-organ damage such as retinopathy, nephropathy, but does have diabetic polyneuropathy of his feet and cardiovascular disease. He checks his blood glucose once a day and states that it usually comes out between 95 to 200 milligrams / DL. His blood glucose level this morning was 121 milligrams / DL. His last hemoglobin A1C was 6.6. The claimant is presently taking Jardiance 10 milligrams POQD and Metformin 800 milligrams BID. His condition appears to be stable at this time. Allegation number three, hypertension. The claimant states that in 2018, he was having shortness of breath. He denies any chest pain or headaches and states that he had been having this shortness of breath for approximately 30 years before being diagnosed with this condition. He denies any blurred vision but has had in-organ damage of a cerebrovascular accident and coronary artery disease. The claimant states he had the cerebral vascular accident on 12/15/21. He denies any nephropathy at this time. His blood pressure at this visit was 112 over 76 mmHg. He is presently on lisinopril 2.5 milligrams QD. His condition appears to be well controlled. Allegation number four, hypercholesterolemia. The claimant states also in 2018, he was noted to have a very high lipid profile. The claimant has had a cerebral vascular accident and a questionable myocardial infarction. He had a right frontal infarct, which has resolved, but has been diagnosed with severe coronary artery disease and has had a CABG times four. He is presently on rosuvastatin 40 milligrams QD, and his physician has told him that he is well controlled at this time. Daily activities. The claimant states he does light housework, goes to the grocery store, cooks, does the laundry, exercises, and walks 1 hour per day. His limitations include being able to walk four blocks, stand for 3 hours, climb three flights of stairs, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. The claimant is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, open up a jar top, use a skillet, sweep a room, button his clothes and lift approximately 5 pounds above his head. He has no assisted devices that he uses, and his doctor is Dr. Garriegos. He is presently on Tylenol, 650 milligrams, 2 tablets, TID, PRN for pain, which does give him relief. He states that he does physical activity, a walking, 1 hour per day, and takes care of his dogs. Family history. His father had coronary artery disease and diabetes. He died at the age of 66 from complications of diabetes mellitus. His mother has coronary artery disease and died in a motor vehicle accident at the age of 60. Medications, acetaminophen, 650 milligrams, 2 tablets, Q8 hours, PRN is needed. Aspirin, 81 milligrams, POQD. Phenofibrate, 145 milligrams, QD. Jardiance, 10 milligrams, QD. Levocetirizine, 5 milligrams, QD. Lisinopril, 2.5 milligrams, QD. Metformin, 850 milligrams, BID. Paroxetine, 10 milligrams, QD. Rosuvastatin, 40 milligrams, QD. Tamsulosin, 0.5 milligrams, QD. Vitamin D2, 1.25 milligrams, 50,000 units, QD. Medical problems. Hypertension, depression, left subclavian artery occlusion, right carotid artery occlusion, cerebral vascular accident in 2021, COPD, non-insulin dependent diabetes mellitus, heart disease, probable myocardial infarction with right bundle branch block, severe coronary artery disease, hypercholesterolemia, major surgeries, coronary artery bypass surgery times 4, performed on April the 13th, 2022. Social history, tobacco. The claimant has a history of smoking 5 to 6 cigarettes per day for 40 years. Alcohol, the claimant has a history of drinking 1 6-pack each weekend. Socially, for 40 years, the claimant denies any delirium or delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 98.0 Fahrenheit, weight 159 pounds, height 5 feet 6 inches, BP 123 over 93, second reading 112 over 76, heart rate 100 beats per minute, respiration 12 respirations per minute, BMI 26. General. This is a 63-year-old male who appears to be a stated age and is in no acute distress. He also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. The claimant's heart rate was 100 beats per minute, which he may have been anxious. When an EKG was done at the hospital today, it was his heart rate was 81 beats per minute, which is normal. Could you please drop down to Snellen vision, OD uncorrected, is 20/40, pinhole is 20/40, OS uncorrected is 20/25, pinhole is 20/25, binocular uncorrected is 20/20. Could you drop down to cardiovascular? The jugular venous pulsations are less than 7 centimeters. There was an increased heart rate of 100 beats per minute. However, the claimant appeared to be anxious. His rhythm was normal. An EKG was done later that day, and his heart rate was 84 beats per minute, which is normal. Could you please drop down to after the last sentence in cardiovascular? There is a 21-inch midline chest scar secondary to a coronary artery bygraft surgery that was performed in 2022, which appears to be well healed and intact at this time. Could you drop down to extremities? There is a, after the last sentence, there is a left medial 1 centimeter scar where veins were harvested for his coronary artery bygraft surgery. Could you please drop down to muscular, could you drop down to neurological on the last page? Grip strength was plus 5 over 5 bilaterally. Cranial nerves 2/3 were grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical, and biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were normal at plus 2. Sensory examination was normal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was normal. There is no evidence of muscle wasting or muscle spasms. Muscle strength was plus 5 over 5 for all tested areas, except for the left upper extremity, where it is slightly weak at plus 4 over 5, secondary to a cerebral vascular accident, which has resolved. Fine indexer finger control is normal bilaterally. Chest x-ray, no acute findings. EKG. There is a normal sinus rhythm and a possible left atrial enlargement, along with the left axis deviation. There is also a possible anterior infarct, age undetermined. This appears to be a mildly abnormal EKG. Functional capacity. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is unrestricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. He hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction, except for severe coronary artery disease and a possible anterior infarct of his heart in the past. He hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction. He is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting or fatigue. The claimant has mild limitations in his visual acuity and no limitations in his visual fields. He is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have some restricted limitations in his workplace environment, secondary to my mild left upper extremity paresis, which is very mild. The claimant appeared to have had a cerebral vascular accident, which was confirmed with MRI, but appears to be resolving at this time. Probable diagnoses. Number one, open heart surgery / heart disease with coronary artery disease and possible anterior infarct and right bundle branch block. Has been treated with coronary artery bygraft surgery times 4. His condition appears to be stable. Normal physical exam at this time. Number 2, non-insulin dependent diabetes mellitus, being treated at this time. Hemoglobin A1C is 6.6, which is very well controlled. Number 3, hypertension - being treated at this time. Blood pressure was 112 over 76 mmHg, which is normal. Number 4, hypercholesterolemia being treated at this time. The claimant has been told that his levels are normal at this time and appears to be doing well. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Leonel Davalos Castillo.